Welcome to the French Connections Tuesday edition. Today's Tuesday, November 28th, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to have you listening in today on this. It's the last Tuesday in the month of November, and it's shaping up to be an important week for the American economy. The rest of the world has been, for some time, waking up to the reality that the American economy is a basket case, and the Americans have been borrowing from the world to float their twin deficits, their foreign trade deficit as well as their government spending deficit. But that's not really all the problems we face. We've got another problem that it defies most people's understanding, and it comes in the form of, well, one of them is naked short selling. And it basically, ladies and gentlemen, it's the hedge fund industry using instruments to place futures positions and insurance positions on holdings. But rather than do it on valued holdings, they're using it as a speculative tool, or I believe, and many others believe, they've been using it to cover up crimes. And in fact, they are committing crimes in the act of covering up other crimes, basically, by these market makers, which are people like Goldman Sachs and many others, Ameritrade and the rest of them, are using your holdings as a reason to invent stocks that don't exist. For example, if a company had 100 million shares and 15 million of them were in circulation, that would mean that 80% are being held in accounts of the owners and of the large investment banks and whatnot. But that 20% is actually floating out in the investment world, people like you and I, individuals. These market makers are taking that fact that they control the float of those 20% and actually creating shares out of nothing, not with the approval of the company. So all of a sudden what you've got is 120 million shares in some instances instead of the 100 million original. And they're using these to depress stock prices. And they're shorting companies and then using these fake shares to reduce the price. Now, one might ask, how could they get away with that? Well, most of you people who have stocks don't have certificates for them, do you? Why not? Because you've never asked for the certs on your investments. So that company doesn't have any reason to prove that you've ever bought those. Fact is, they use the fact that you don't ask for those certs in order to commit fraud. Now, the SEC is aware of it. This is just one of the frauds they've been doing. And they've actually been putting out hedge fund investments on other instruments that have absolutely no use in the real world. In other words, they're basic statistical anomaly investments that are used to speculate on future pricing and money. But they don't do anything except make money for the speculators and for the people handling the transactions. When you take a look at how much this whole scam, this whole Ponzi scheme, this whole pyramid scheme is worth, it runs into the mega trillions, ladies and gentlemen. There have been estimates that I've seen as high as 300 trillion with a T. Can you even wrap your brain around how much money that is? Does that mean that that's how much money they've invented? No, but what it means is that they create this kind of exchange amount in order to siphon off profits from a dollar that has no value. Now, why doesn't it have any value? Well, first of all, it's a fiat currency. It is a currency that has its whole underpinnings on our control of petrodollars. Because our economy virtually does nothing anymore. We make practically nothing in America. I mean, there's a few products we still make, but they're few and far between, and you're watching companies fold up every day, moving to China. So basically, we're a bunch of paper shufflers, paying our wages through the government or through universities or others with fabricated money, with fiat currency, with printing press, monopoly, valueless money, no gold behind it. And in fact, much of the gold has been siphoned off through some other scams using gold by leasing agreements on gold and then actually selling gold on top of it. So basically, ladies and gentlemen, your Fort Knox gold reserve doesn't exist either. Wait till these chickens come home to roost. And by the way, they're starting to now. Starting to. The rest of the world is waking up to the crimes. They're waking up to the fraud. They're waking up to the inevitable outcome, which is complete and utter financial failure. Why I have often called for this earlier than I thought this would happen back in September. I mean, I how long can you keep juggling all these crimes without one of them falling to the ground? Well, what's happening, they started juggling eggs, and the guys could keep 6 or 8 or 10 eggs in the air at once. Well, the eggs have become heavier. It's like instead of juggling eggs now, they're juggling eggs made of lead. And the eggs are getting heavier each time, and it's getting harder for them to hold them up and keep them floating and keep them circulating and rotating. And what's happening now is they're on the verge of dropping these. And once one goes, you're going to see a cascading effect. It's beginning now. The dollar's value is at 132 to the euro. $1.32 to the euro. The all-time high is, I believe, 135. We will be taking that out within weeks. Now, once we hit the all-time high, there's nothing but clear sailing to the bottom, ladies and gentlemen. And right now, we see our Fed chairman and we see our Treasury chairman over in Asia trying to butter up the Chinese to say don't get rid of your $1 trillion holdings, and trying to tell the Japanese don't get rid of your $900 billion holdings, and trying to tell the Europeans please don't exert your currency through raising interest rates on your currency to make the dollar less attractive, because our suppression team won't be able to hold those lead eggs in the air any longer. It's a problem that is ready to blow here, and it's already, for all intents and purposes, we are in the slide now. Started back in 2000, and they just started inflating the economy with fiat garbage money. But now we've got the asset prices falling on our real estate holdings. People are mortgaged to the hilt. They've got negative savings rates. Basically, the only people that are able to get out of the country with anything are the really super rich who've robbed their way to the top, and they're running for the hills. They're buying hard assets. They're getting their money into gold or into other types of holdings, and they're getting out of the country, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to leave the mess behind for you to live through. And the date exact for that, I don't know. But I do know that things are certainly on the boil now, and we're going to see these things start to unfold. As for the crimes being committed in the Middle East, you know, I was put I did an interview with an African radio station yesterday, and basically put on the spot to come up with some information on the scam that's being committed against the Lebanese people. Basically, they're attempting to foment a fight between Christian communities and Muslim communities in Lebanon in order to benefit, guess who, the Israelis, keeping the government there fragile and weak and unable to mount any kind of resistance against the crimes that the Israelis want to commit in Lebanon and Syria. And they're trying to cast the enemy as Hezbollah. Now, again, you've heard from other people, but I'm going to remind you, Hezbollah was only formed, ladies and gentlemen, as a way for the Lebanese to fight against the invasion of their country from the Israelis back in the early 80s. They are freedom fighters. They are not terrorists. They are freedom fighters. They are not terrorists. Hezbollah are freedom fighters. I'll say it one more time. Freedom fighters, not terrorists. Stop listening to the criminals in the American government to try and spin your thinking into thinking that this group is a terrorist organization. It is not. It never has been. It is rank and file of humans in the Lebanese countryside fighting to save their nation from invasion by the most heinous and vomitous group of human beings ever to inhabit our planet, and that is the Zionist criminal Israelis. And of course, you know on this radio show, I have called for this country to be dismantled and for the leadership of this country to be immediately arrested. Now, short of that, the only other thing I can suggest that would be rational for the world to do would be to arm the Arab countries in the region so they can fight back against these SOBs. These people are criminals all. And Israel was basically set up as a mafia hole-in-the-wall country where criminals could go out into the world and commit their heinous acts and then run back to Israel and expect their protection, which they've done over and over again. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got all kinds of spies living over there that we've caught doing things and we've allowed them to go back. Why? Because our government is a puppet regime in control by these criminals. And how did they get to this place? Well, we've gone over this 100 times too. Big money, guys. You know, money will buy a lot for you. It'll get you a lot of loyalty, and then they use other means as well that we've talked about, you know, extortion and pedophilia and homosexuality and all this other, about raising up only criminals and dirtbags to high office. And you can see the evidence of that by the actions of our Congress and our Senate. But more than that, they have put a plan of operation into action for decades and even centuries. And they have bided their time, and they have used the skill they've developed over many years that they know how to best control people's thinking, people's actions, and they've methodically foisted this criminal conspiracy on the world. They're poisoning our public with dumbing down chemicals such as fluoride, keeping the American public docile. We know this works. The Nazis used it on the German population. Now, why wouldn't the Americans learn from that? Because it's the same criminals that formed the Nazi regime that are doing this to the Americans. Of course, they learned how to use fluoride. It works wonderfully well in dumbing people down. Eustace Mullins the other day talked about the fact that heart disease is basically a fabricated disease made by chlorine and other additives that have come into our water supply. And then we've got the television set. They're in full and complete control of all press and television and movies and music in the Western world. And if you want to catch a little idea of how these people pervert the world, take a look at NPV's recent videos from these girl bands. They're practically naked. They're out on their stage, and they're actually dancing to Arabic-type music. And they're bringing Arabic women, looking women, into their videos so that they can pervert Islam. Yeah, it's exactly what they're doing. They've got the Arab sounds to the music, they've got Arab-looking women, and they're practically naked on these videos, and they're shoving them around the world by satellite for people to become perverted by the sickness that these people foist. Now, what else are they doing? They've brought in, I talked about this in the interview with the African radio channel. They brought in minority groups from every country in Africa and in the Middle East into Europe 35 years ago. They brought Algerians into France, Turks into Germany, Pakistanis into England, Moroccans into Holland and into Spain, Albanian Muslims that were brought into parts of Italy, as well as Tunisians. And each country got their own minority, about 5, 4, 5, 6% of their population. It was done intentionally back in the 70s by these controllers to have a population in each of the European nations that they could then turn on the Christian populations of these countries. Now, I'm not talking practicing religious church-going Christians. I'm talking about culturally different peoples that they could in turn create fights between. It's happening here in France, terrible. They just send out their agent provocateurs into these mostly Arab suburbs, and they create fights and burn cars, and these agent provocateurs create fear in the French population and hatred, and they promote the hatred in their press, and they're trying to get anger spun up in Europe, and it's working. They've planned this a long time ago, guys. And now they're trying to get a war between Christianity and Islam into full swing here. Now, in many countries, they're buying it. The French are buying it through their support of cretins like Jean-Marie Le Pen, who I believe is working for these people. He's a shill. He's a basic front man for these guys. And other candidates that are using these activities to promote their political careers. But they're doing it in such a way as to denigrate and destroy the qualities of a once proud people, the Arab peoples and the Persian people. And they're trying to destroy the relationship that we may have had with these people as good neighbors. All so that they can pit one group against the other, and that when everything, all the dust settles, these Zionist Jewish bankers will be in control of everything. And if you take a look at the events over the last 30 or 40 years, you will see each and every one of these points that I've just made clear as a bell. Now, we've talked about the exact nature of it, but we've also got the evidence to prove it. Time and time again in our research, it always points back to these same people. Now, how do they get away with it? Well, how did they get away with blaming Arabs for 9/11? They make false flag operations through deception. And who's the best in the world at that? Well, it's the Mossad. You know, it's the United States government's CIA, heavily populated with criminals from this group. And they're financed through these people, and you've got Oppenheimer, and you've got these criminals in Honig and of course Warburg and Schiff, Goldman, Kahn, Loeb, Miller, Lowy, Silverstein, yeah, Volper. There's a list, a long, huge list of criminals. Kissinger. Boy, 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 oh boy. It's Jack Straw. Where do you want to go? It's Madeleine Albright. John Dean. I mean, not John Dean. Howard Dean. Waxman. Harmon. Yep. It's all there for you. Take a peek at it. These aren't conspiracy theories, ladies and gentlemen. These are facts. You know, we know what they're doing. So are the American people. They're waking up. I'm so proud of the fact that we've been able to get this message farther out there than, you know, we were the lone voice in the wind here, Bolin, Eric Hufschmidt, and myself. We were screaming this stuff a year and a half ago, and virtually no one was listening to us. And we were using good, solid research from a lot of people that preceded us, Carol Valentine and the rest, and Ben Friedman and so many others. But those people never got traction in the truth. They never got it because the world wasn't ready to hear it, but they are now. And when these calamities, these financial calamities, finally hit the airwaves and people's lives, you're going to see even more people wanting to know how this all could have happened to them. Well, get the word out, ladies and gentlemen, that Zionist Jews are in charge of this crime. They've used ignorant Christian Zionists to foment and forward their plan and their agenda. We've got criminals like Hagee and Robertson and treasonous dogs like Newt Gingrich should be arrested for trying to undermine our Constitution. You can see this stuff everywhere, guys. If you knew what the real scope of this was, you would be ringing alarm bells everywhere. And I know many of you listeners now are starting to understand just how dangerous this all really is and just how bad a shape we're in. Make no mistake about it, they're not quitting, and we can't either. You know, the information about 9/11 is still the best information still, period, bar none, in the world, comes from Eric's book, that he did on 9/11, and we've got it on a special for Christmas. If you'd like to buy that book for your family to try to wake them up, and many of them are going to be willing to listen now where they weren't before. They've started to hear the mainstream accept some of these principles and concepts that we've put forward, and you're going to be very surprised how willing they are to hear this. We've got DVDs. We've got the 9/11 Mysteries DVD you can give. All of these are available to buy on our website along with Eric's book and DVD. We've got books from several other people as well, all of them very informative. And don't miss the chance, because out of that you'll get a $10 donation to the French Connection when you buy one. And we need that. We live on a shoestring over here. I can't tell you that this operation is exists on pennies. It really does. And you know, nobody that's doing this with us has any money. None of us are rich. None of us are making bucks off of it. None of us are driving around with big fat cigars and staffs of people. The efforts that I put in and Eric puts in and Bolin puts in are done because we care, because we want this stuff fixed, because I can't turn this mess over to the next generation, and nor can you. We're going to have a lot of pain getting this fixed. There's going to be a lot of loss of life getting this repaired. But I'll tell you something right now. If we don't turn to now, those losses are going to be in the millions as they were in Russia. They're going to be in the tens of millions as they were in Europe 50, 60 years ago. They're going to be in the hundreds of millions like they've been worldwide in the last century. These are bloodlusting sickos that we're fighting against here. Make no mistake about it. And if you can't pull a $10 bill out of your pocket for the French Connection, then boy, we're all in real big trouble. You know, these days, $10 is a couple of cups of coffee in the real world. But you know, if every one of you just gave 10, boy, we would be set for a few months here. You'd be surprised how few of you actually end up ponying up a couple of bucks. Maybe because you're embarrassed to give such a small amount. Don't be. This is grassroots, this stuff, guys. We don't need a lot here. But we do need some of you to do it. The other thing I want to bring up here is my profile there's a vote going on, that we have an opportunity to actually be the first group on the political, movement on MySpace. Now, what does that mean? Why is that important? It's important because, when we win, not if, but when we win, on my rocking profile, every single person on MySpace will be getting a notice that we won. And it'll bring a whole lot of attention to us because over 100 million people are on MySpace, and each and every one of them will be informed that we were the most important political cause out there. Now, it requires you to vote. We need your vote. You can vote every hour, in fact, for the French Connection. You need to go to the website or go to my MySpace account, and you have to register. Some of you may want to register under a pseudonym. You may not want anybody to know who you are, so you'd have to maybe open up a third-person email account. But once you got that, you can vote. And we're down. We're number two right now, not number one. And that number one spot is the golden place. So it really does mean a good marketing promotion for us, and I urge the listeners to take a look at that, and please give the folks that have been fighting for that position, that number one position, a hand over there. I want to thank every one of them for doing what they've done. You can also vote for us as the best radio show on podcast. So, but that political cause thing is the one that's going to get us over the top. It ends at the end of the month, so we've only got a few days left. And there's another group of people trying, I think, to save the chickens or something. I don't know what they're doing over there. What are they, Cabs for Life? I don't know. What is that? Maybe they're selling some kind of drugs. Who knows? I don't know. But they can't be as important as saving the world from utter destruction from criminal Zionists, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, we're not the guys selling the alien abduction stuff here. This is not alien stuff. This is not Michael Collins Piper and Laura Knight Janik doing channeling and Scooby Snack stuff over there and saying that Daryl Bradford Smith has to be a bad guy because he's half alien and stuff. This is actually what they've written recently. And, of course, Mike Piper's in league with these people, along with Wing TV. If you needed any more evidence that these guys are part of the criminal cabal, boy, they have been tipping their hand lately. And so is Alex Jones lately. He's been saying, oh, they're always blaming Israel. Oh, man, this guy's such a loser idiot. No, he's not an idiot. He's actually quite bright. And in fact, he's been absolutely masterful at keeping people lied to. Don't be fooled. If you're new to the show and you like Alex Jones, you need to do a rethink, because this guy is working for them. He's doing a gloss over of Israel, and he's doing a gloss over of criminal Zionism, and he's talking about the Luciferian controllers and the New World Order is going to get you. All nonsense, guys. It's just meant to keep you cowering in your chair and not active. We're active here in the French Connection. We fight back. We're kicking some teeth in. And you know what? It's made a difference. It's making a difference, but we need your help to do it. So I just wanted to let each and every one of you know that I appreciate the efforts you've made on behalf of the French Connection, because these efforts are not for me. They're for all of us. Keep it up. Until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is Daryl Bradford Smith saying be well. Bye-bye now.